The container deposit scheme is having a significant impact on recycling behaviour across regional WA. The amount of recycling waste being collected by the City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder has decreased remarkably in the last year. Here's waste management team leader from the City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder, Dylan Martini.
So from our collections, we've seen a decrease in 23% of volume of recycling.
The fall has been attributed to the introduction of WA's container deposit scheme in October last year.
Recycling has instead gone directly through the container deposit scheme.
It followed South Australia, which has had a container deposit scheme for more than 40 years, the Northern Territory, New South Wales and Queensland. WA's one is called Containers for Change, and it reimburses people with 10 cents for every container they collect. Containers for Change CEO Tim Cusack says the uptake in the goldfields has been immense.
The goldfields community has so far, up till the end of June, returned 17 million containers to the scheme. Our numbers would suggest that is about 6 in 10 that is sold into the market.
He says the goldfields are a part of a larger trend across regional WA, keenly participating in the scheme.
Regional WA, generally, including the goldfields Esperance, is outperforming metropolitan Perth. And that's partly because a lot of those communities have never had recycling bins, a household yellow lid bin. So recycling or household recycling really wasn't a thing in many communities in regional WA. But all that changed permanently on the 1st of October, where for the first time communities could recycle certainly all their drink containers.
Mr. Cusack says a big contributor to plastic waste in the region are mining companies, with 4 in 10 containers of the total market still ending up in landfill.
And we know a lot of that is really across the mining sector, and we're looking for mining companies in the mining sector to get involved with the scheme. There are many community groups already benefiting through partnerships with mining companies, and we're looking for that to happen right across the state, because if we can get those containers out of landfill and all of that wonderful resource that can be reused, if we can capture that and get it back to the scheme, That avoids it going into landfill and all the environmental issues attached with that.
Recycling expert Dara Mayer is a senior sustainability consultant at Right Solutions. He says he's noticed an increase in recycling behaviour over the years.
Purely just based around the amount of awareness that's out there, you know, around our impacts and the impact of wasteful behaviour.
Mr. Mayer has collaborated with mining company Nova to change over to a completely compostable mine site in the goldfields.
We've got a controlled camp. So a lot of the waste are the materials that come in and the materials that come out. It's a controlled space. So if we provide the education to the people that are on site, we can actually get some really, really good results.
Mr. Mayer says the key to changing recycling behaviour is to educate people about the impacts of where your waste is going.
I find a lot of people that maybe have visited parts of the world that have been impacted by plastic or pollution tend to be a lot more cautious or a lot more aware of what they do with their waste. A lot of times people just aren't exposed to the impacts. And I think especially being in Australia, you know, we live in such a beautiful place and obviously for such a long period of time, a lot of our waste has been dealt with elsewhere. So we didn't really actually see the real impact. And because of that, we haven't bared any of those scars necessarily. We've been quite a throwaway society, and it's one of those things where it's chuck away and forget. You know, we don't actually think about, well, where does this end up?